Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Well, Wendy, that'd be us.
Hello. How are you?
She's Wendy.
Yes, I am. And you're Karin.
I am.
And here we are.
And here we are. Ready to roll.
I was going to say, on another wonderful Wednesday.
Wonderful Wednesday, Wendy. Wonderful Wednesday with Wendy Weber.
Say that five times really fast.
I could barely spit it out once.
That's funny. Yeah. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, because you can't say it.
That's right.
I wonder if we can become angels if we can't talk.
Oh, I think
we'd be really good angels, wouldn't we?
We'd be really good because we can't talk.
Just put us to work.
That's right. Just let me show you the way.
No chit-chatting.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find a common definition of what angels are.
Right.
And then and go from there. And that is an issue. Well, of course, in any conversation on any topic, but really, do you find that in the metaphysical world? I think a lot of these terms that we use, we don't have a common definition of what it means. What it means to me is different than what it means to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have found that in talking to people. And interestingly enough, it's really come to light in these conversations. You know, when we're talking to each other and we don't know who else we're talking to necessarily. So many times we've started off the question program with define this, so that we have the common denominator. And that's really, you know, when it came to like let's say in a bright light for me, you know, in other times in conversations, you're talking to somebody and then you're like, we are not talking apples and apples here.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that's after getting into an argument. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Surely we can't be so far off on this, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's like anything. I personally, like this whole thing with politics, you know, people get so, you know, they take a stance and this is what I want and this is the right way to do it. And I'm thinking, you know, ultimately, I think if we cut it down to the core, stripped it down, everybody wants basically the same thing, right? We want safety and security. We want a home. We want money. We want, you know, to be able to feed ourselves and our families and stuff.
Right.
You know, I don't know, the rhetoric and everybody, it gets a little wonky. So we need common language. So anyway, So today's topic, which we will get into starting at the third quarter, right? Because this first time we kind of explain who we are, what we're doing,
right?
And then explain the healing portion, which will come after the break at 7:15. Right. And then when we come back from that, we will go into our topic. Then y'all will be asking questions of Source. I'll be poking around looking for the answers. And hopefully we all understand, and if you ever don't understand, just ask for clarification. And you're going, how do I ask somebody on the radio for clarification?
Thank you, and you're leading right into my favorite part. On Facebook, I am sitting here with Facebook open, Immersion into Source. I am ready, willing, and able to talk with you there, would love to have your participation. A couple of our listeners have already posted some of their questions, and I'd love to have your questions as well.
Mm-hmm. You do have to join the group, and that, I mean, Wendy will approve you immediately.
Yep.
I think I did that. I know I had a reason for setting it up that way.
I'm sure you did.
I did. I think because I wanted people to ask, because we do get people, like we have the Advancement of Women group, mm-hmm. and there are people that come and they want to join, and clearly they have an agenda, and they just want to, you know, post sales stuff, you know, scam, you know, whatever they do, and so I don't let them in.
Right.
So, and so far we haven't had any problems. Obviously we can boot people off, but we're not going to put you guys off because you're going to be part of our community and sharing with us. So,
right.
Yeah. So the healing portion, which we'll do again after the 7:15 break, is simply a gift from Guides on High that have asked me to do this. And, I don't say I came kicking and screaming, but it was certainly reluctantly. I'm like, you want me to do what? Talk to people for that long? Anyway, so, but the main purpose, of course, they do want to share any information and they want to help clarify things that we all understand. And it's that we all understand more about the metaphysical world and life after this life and who the guides are, and the universe, and God, and spirits, and all kinds of wonderful things. But they also really, really love and excel and are amazing at sending healing energy. So that's what we'll be doing. We'll go into silence, because I'll say my prayer in silence, and then I'll be channeling the energy in silence. And you guys out there in radio land will receive it. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter if you're even on this planet, because we get plenty of beings that aren't. So you have the intent to receive, and it'll receive. It'll go into yourself, to your emotional self, your physical self, your higher self, wherever it needs to go and flow and do whatever it needs to be done. And please, you know, invite your family, your pets, whatever, to come and sit with you. Or have the intention that they're sharing with it. People that aren't even with you in your house. People that aren't even with you in this realm.
Right. They'll all receive the benefit.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing how, you know, just with your intention, you know, if they're open to receiving, it's theirs to be had.
Mm-hmm.
The healing is one of my favorite things every week, and I feel very fortunate to get it twice a week. Woo!
Yeah. And so I want to touch on what you just said about people being open to it. So I've been doing vibrational medicine since 2002, it's a long story, but what I want to get at is that in all these years, if there's somebody who consciously does not want to get help, who if you ask them, hey, are you open to energy work, and they're flat out no, that's one thing. But when you ask their higher self, their true self, that aspect of themselves, which to me is their true self, says yes. But in all these, but if they say no, then they say no. And in all these years, there's only one person that said no. And then they came around later, and that was, again, their higher self. And then later, then they came and they were asking for it. Even the conscious self was asking for it. Nice. So, you know, it would be nice if everybody consciously wanted this kind of help. But we all are where we are, and we have to respect that, even though a lot of times we don't like it. You know, we see people struggling, and we found answers for ourselves, and we see, you know, things that can help them, and it sure is. It's frustrating not to be able to help somebody, but if they're not ready, they're not ready. But if their higher self agrees and allows it, it will eventually filter down. We just don't know how long it's going to take. Sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes it takes literally, you know, months and maybe even a year or two. But it is what it is.
Right. And the thing of it is that, you know, it's all very loving energy, and it's there for the taking whenever they're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a limitless supply. There is no, it's never going to run out. The universe is infinite. The universe is made of love. And love is what it is. It really is just as simple as that. And we're never going to run out. So.
Yay!
Yay!
That gives me a warm fuzzy.
Yeah. that, I don't know why that reminded me that, remember that there's a drink called Fuzzy Navel or something like
that? Oh my God, yes. Yeah,
I don't know why, because I just read something today about some model that doesn't have a belly button. A segue into nowhere.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Anyway, so no Fuzzy Navel there.
Anyway, before the before we go into it, we've got 2 minutes. Did we talk about this being an internal experience for everybody?
No.
Okay. I think we should. When we're doing the healing, the best thing for you to do is to make sure that you're comfortable and you're not tense. That includes your jaw muscles and your back. You can be lying down or you could be sitting, and close your eyes. Be internal, because I find that, you know, sometimes when I'm looking, you know, to make sure I don't miss anything on Facebook or any comments, that I miss part of it. And as soon as I close my eyes, then it's like, oh, there it is, you know, because I'm too distracted by outside things to actually feel it. And sometimes, you know, the feelings are very soft, and sometimes they're not so soft. They're very vibrant. And gosh, I sure would not want you to miss one of those vibrant moments.
Yeah. Yeah, and then sometimes even like Wendy, you know, we found that Wendy will hit a plateau, you know, because the energy, the healing continues to build on itself. And Wendy hit a plateau a little while ago. What was it, last week, the week before? And she kind of was just holding at that space for a while as everything kind of acclimated and could balance out at that level so that she could keep going.
Right.
So it felt less intense for her at that time, but it's all good. It's all as it should be. And,
right.
And, you know, however it plays out for you, that's...
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And, oh, and here comes our lovely music.
Yep. This music makes me so happy. I know we talk about this all the time. I just can't help it.
I know. It's so
it always makes me smile.
Yeah, me too. I want it to just keep going and going.
Yeah. See you soon, guys. Yeah. Don't go away.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine magnificence. Do you live to your unlimited potential? Join me, Margaret Ann Lembo. Awaken your consciousness. Listen to Money Magnet Moment, Gem Spot Affirmations, Essential Aromatics, and Looking Skyward Astrocast, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back. Welcome back.
Yes. Hopefully you didn't go anywhere. And you're listening to those lovely commercials.
Did go somewhere, was to get a glass of water.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Hold on. No. Just kidding. Okay. Yeah, I'll just sneak away. Okay, so here comes what you're all... Well, I don't know. I wonder how many people come more important... are more excited about the healing part or more excited about the Q&A part or both or...
How about telling us?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, relax, relax, relax. Everything, muscles and joints. Be comfortable. Close your eyes. Slow, deep breaths and allow it to happen, however it happens. If by chance you should feel some physical discomfort, breathe through it. I mean, clearly, if it gets so intense that you can't tolerate it, then kind of, you know, open your eyes, kind of shake it off, calm yourself down, let it release, and then come back to us. But optimally, you're going to you're going to stick with it because things are shifting. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to say my prayer so that it will be quiet now for a while. But that doesn't mean we're gone. We're still here. You know, one of these days, maybe not on the show, but I'd like to do this and stay in it and see where it goes, because I just sometimes feel like I could just float away. Are you there? Hello? Uh-oh.
Sorry, I forgot to take my mute off. Oh. I'm talking away to you. I'm like, wait, oh, wait, you can't hear me.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did I disconnect myself? What did I do?
No, you didn't. You didn't float away. You should do that sometime.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, well, I have to do a piece for myself, you know, a healing for myself. And have to gather a few women together. And you're on the list, lady.
All right.
So we will do it then.
Cool.
I need help, too.
I got you, girl.
All right. Feel the love.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You remember when we first met and you had come to one of my workshops and you compared it to another workshop? You said it's so-and-so's workshop on steroids?
Yes.
And I always thought, you know, that's a really, that would be a nice marketing verbiage. But I hear that they use it on this Om Times on their, about their station. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I probably can't use that. It would be, you know, would sound like it was copying them.
Right. Too bad.
Oh, well. So I just wanted to say, you know, last thing I said before the break was I feel the love, and I do, especially when we go to Butterfly or any of these things. God, it's such a loving feeling. But I hope that some of y'all felt the love in the healing portion. So
I have to tell you, that's what I started to say when I went. So is we have a comment, and we have a comment from a listener who actually said that this was the first time she got to listen to us live. So, yay, that's pretty exciting. And she made a comment, or she asked a question too, which I feel is like, I don't want to, well, I don't know how to say this, but it kind of came to me as a vision, kind of. I had my own vision that was related to what she wrote, which I thought was really weird because that's never happened to me before. But I had, during the healing, I had a vision of, I'm going to say a chalice, you know, where I was being filled.
Uh-huh.
I was, the chalice was inside me. Uh-huh. And I was being filled with all this gold and white, whitish, but not white, white. It was like a, well, no, it was maybe opalescent, like it wasn't just white light.
Uh-huh.
And then I had angels with silver wings. And she, that was what she mentioned, was silver winged angels come. And they were lifting it up. And then I found I was having other little visions that were like answers to questions that I've had, which was really weird. And I noticed that my chin was really, really high, like I was being lifted. Uh-huh. And then I'd be like, okay, and I'd put myself in a more relaxed position. And then I'd get this other scene, if you will. And then I noticed that my chin was really lifted again. And it just kept happening. It was really weird. But anyway, she said that she had a couple of 5-second peaks of intense euphoric rushes, visions of giant angel wings swooping. Wait a minute, I just got a message here. Swooping in at the beginning of healing, and hands positioned over me as if they were pouring healing. Oh my gosh, healing energy into her heart center. So that's really weird, because now when I read it this time, I was like, that is very similar to what I had.
Oh, you guys are so, that is so beautiful.
Wow, that is so cool.
Don't we have some just awesome beings hanging out? I mean, they just want to give it to us just because they want to.
That is really weird. I don't think anybody, and we've been doing this several months, where I've had anybody that was so connected, you know, so thank you for sharing that.
Well, I think everybody has been. I mean, we've had some of the comments people make, and what they remember, the one guy was floating in God's hands or something.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool.
You know, it's given to us and revealed to us as we're able to see and understand and accept. Right. I think what we're ready to accept plays a big part into it.
Right.
You know?
Right. All right.
Anyhow, all right. So
let's jump into this, because I actually, we know, depending on the answers, you know, we might not have enough time for all these questions. So what I want to start with is kind of what we were talking about in the first section is, you know, we were talking about defining angels. But the way that I formatted the question is, what is the difference between angels and other spirits?
Okay, it appears, and this I did not know, it appears that an angelic being, and I don't know if this is across the board. Oh, and is an aspect of a higher being, which that makes sense to me, because I always thought to me, because, all right, so people like talk to people say, oh, I was working with Archangel Michael, you know. Mm-hmm. Say you say that. And then the next person down the block is going, oh, yeah, I was working with Archangel Merkel. And I'm thinking, man, he is busy.
Yeah. Right.
Is he in all those places at once? But that kind of makes sense if it's an aspect of him, of some being that is. So it's a, not a, oh, there are different levels of beings. So there can be an angel. There are angels that are more physical than others, that are more able to, or not able, that their realm of influence, sphere of influence is more physical stuff, mm-hmm. you know, maybe preventing accidents or, you know, carrying somebody or those kinds of things. And some of them are more spiritual, more light, more essence. And those are aspects of other beings. Those ones that are more lighter are an aspect. So say, all right, let's see, can we get specifically on like one of the archangels that everybody always talks about? Okay, Gabriel. Oh. Okay, and he's saying, you know, because I've already seen him, and I don't work with angels per se, like I don't specifically ask for angels or whatever when I'm working, but there have been times where I'll be working with some client or a group or whatever, and it'll be very clear to me that a specific angel or archangel is there, and I'll know their name just because it appears to me or whatever. And interestingly, and again for me, because I don't seek it out, this is not my sphere of understanding, like I don't study about angels or anything. You know, there are people that like know everything about every angel. I don't. But I've seen Gabriel both as male and female, mm-hmm. you know, in appearance. So I thought, okay, well, so this being, you know, whatever characteristics are more feminine or more masculine for this situation, however, you know, whatever, I don't question it. It is what it is. But that makes sense if this is, say, a emissary of their true being that they send forth to work with us. Boy, they must be some really powerful beings if this is just an aspect of themselves that does all these things that we, you know, that we attribute to them.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
No, I forgot even what the question was.
What is the difference between angels and other spirits? How I meant that is, well, no, I'm not going to say how I meant that.
Okay. So, specifically, I guess when we're talking about angels, typically we're talking about beings that are associated, that are assigned to working with us on this planet.
Okay.
So if you live on a different planet, you would have angels that are associated with you, working with, you know, specifically with that group. But maybe you might not call them that. You might call them, you know, fluffy bunny, you know, tree frogs. I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
You know, the language it's just a word, but it would, you know, obviously that translates to that. But, so for our conversation today, angels are beings that are encircling, inhabiting, influencing this piece of this mass, the spinning ball that we call home.
Okay.
But in more than simply the physical aspects of it.
Okay. All right. So then that leads me right into the question, like the topic question is, can we become angels? Do humans become angels?
Not usually.
Okay.
And not anytime soon. It would take a lot of work. However, that doesn't mean that we don't have influence and we can't help people here.
Right. So, okay. So then my next question is, as we ascend and raise our vibration, do we get closer to becoming angel-like and or closer to the Creator?
You raise your vibration, you become closer to the Creator. Angel-like, if that's your trajectory, that may not be your path to become an angel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a specific, you know, if that's your path, then that's your path.
Okay.
But remember, the universe is infinite, and we're talking about beings that are associated with this planet. I mean, think about all the other things that we could become. I mean, we can't even fathom what our opportunities and choices are.
Right.
So because we hear about angels and we are aware of angels and we are curious, and so that's what we kind of associate as being like, the step up. But there are a gazillion other things. It's like somebody who, you know, works in who is from some tiny little village, and I'm totally making this out of the air, but you live in a tiny little village and somebody comes in and has a car and they have maybe, you know, some clothes that are different from what you've seen or whatever. And they're a well digger, whatever they are. So you in the village are like, oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. That guy came in and he's a well digger, or he's in the Peace Corps, or whatever it is. He came in and he has all these neat things and is doing this great stuff to help the village. When I grow up, I want to be a well digger too. I want to work for the Peace Corps. But this person, maybe in the village, they don't realize that there are 1,000 other jobs that they could have that could also help humanity. They could also help the world at large that could, you know, that are good things. But from their experience, that's all they know. So they think that's the thing.
Gotcha.
Know, that they want to be.
Okay. Do angels ever come to Earth as humans?
Yes. They can and do appear to people as humans. They generally, I mean, the way that I'm seeing it now, they look like there's something a bit different, like they, because they have like light fusing from them. They do try and tone it down.
Oh no!
We're already through the second.
I know, time's going by too fast.
So fast. Okay, we got one more quarter. But we should talk about this a little bit more. There's more information coming on that. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, on that question.
I remember. I know.
Okay.
I got you.
Got you. Thank goodness you understand me.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome back.
Okay, let me get right back into it. So they come, and when they appear on Earth, that we can see them with our eyeballs, you know, our 3D eyes, they can be, yeah, they do sometimes, they appear like that they have light fusing, you know, fusing from them. Uh-huh. But sometimes they just look like ordinary people, a child running, skipping along. They're laughing about when they'll appear like as an old person, like an old person on a bench, you know, maybe all wrinkly, maybe it looks like they can't move very well or whatever. And it kind of cracks them up. That they're like so in disguise that nobody gets it.
So can I ask what you're saying here then is that they come down and visit, but they're not really living a life?
Correct.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When they come and visit, are they doing it as a walk-in, or are they able to just appear as a 3D person?
They do both. They can kind of help somebody to help them to get something done.
Uh-huh.
But no, they can manifest as a person. They can like a chameleon. They can change.
Mm-hmm.
They can change.
So it's really true what they say then, that you never know, you know, that person, that homeless person, or that person that comes up to you and, you know, and needs something, you never know, you could be touched by an angel.
Exactly. There's one sitting there kind of like sitting with his leg crossed and kind of going, yep, you never know.
Oh my gosh. So it does pay to be kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would never.
And what they were laughing about is like when they'll see like some, maybe some young cocky teenagers going by, you know how sometimes teenagers can be awful. Well, we can all be awful, but.
Right.
And has no idea and might actually even be rude to the person. They on the inside, they don't get mad or anything. They just kind of laugh. They're like, oh, poor, you know, they just have no idea. They know they have no idea.
Right.
But their presence, they're sitting on the bench there. There are reasons for that. They're doing that to emanate energy, to send forth love. And even those that aren't recognizing it, they're like a seed sprouting, sending out this good stuff for people.
Wow. I love that. That's awesome.
And for those that actually will sit down and talk with them, such a blessing. Or even if you just sit next to them and recognize that there's something.
Oh. I know, I couldn't imagine.
No, I got to go to the park. Bye.
And get a glass of water on the way.
Yeah, get a glass of water and go to the park, see if I can find somebody sitting on a bench.
All right. I have got two questions I want to make sure to get in, and time's just going by so fast. One is there a significance in silver angel wings? Or is there any particular color? I mean, do they all have different
colors?
Yes,
I'm trying to decipher it. Hold on. The silver is something about a new phase. They have to, like when they put silver, it's on the tip, it's like on the edge of it. Okay. Not throughout the whole wing, on the tip of it, at the, you know, the edge of them. I don't know how you saw them. Were they a whole thing silver? But what they're showing me, and I was like, the edge of the silver, the edge of the wing is silver.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of liquidy, kind of like mercurial.
Cool.
That is their... a new phase for them. They're trying on new wings. This is a growth.
Cool. That wasn't my question, by the way.
Okay, it's so, okay.
Okay.
The colors do have to do with the individual angel themselves. The colors can change for a situation. But they have to do more with the essence of that being.
Okay.
And again, so, but in any given situation, those, they can fluctuate.
I love that because I've read that angels have personalities and a lot of them also have ego too, kind of like we do. So, you know, anyway, so I love that the personality can also be expressed. I feel like what you're saying is that, you know, it's just like their color has to do with them. It almost feels like an expression.
Yeah, almost like a mood ring.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's awesome.
I mean, that really works. I don't know if mood rings really work, but...
Well, they sure can tell you what your body temperature is.
Yeah, they can tell you that, but how accurate they are as far as defining what mood you're in, I don't know. But the colors of the wings do... And personality, yes, all beings have personalities. And, yeah, we don't become stone beings or whatever, you know?
Right, yeah. Until I read that, I just had never thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and remember, everything here is representative of something in the universe at large. So ego, we like to think, oh, well, we won't have ego anymore, but we do. Whether it's still called ego and how that manifests outside of the physical. I think, didn't we make a note to talk about ego sometime? Because that'll take us on a whole nother path if we open that worm.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we have more time? Any more questions?
Have got 6 more minutes, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more questions. But I'm just going to ask one. We'll just because one of them has to do with guardian angels, and that could take forever.
Okay.
But are there angel animals?
There, an angel will take on aspects of an animal if it needs to.
Okay.
But an animal, like, will a tiger come back and be an angel? Oh. Sometimes a being, an angel, will take on, and a being will come on and be on Earth as some animal.
Aww. That's sweet. As long as animals
can be, they will take on, like, maybe you're lonely and you're sitting in a park and somebody will, the angels, I said they're like chameleons. Maybe they'll come and take on some stray dog and come and jump in your lap or something.
Ah.
But they aren't actually a dog, that's an angel. They're an angel that's taking on being a dog so that you will have that experience.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, she said that you see that the wings the same way she did Silver on the Edges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was more looking at the chalice, I think. I didn't pay attention to the detail where they were.
The chalice actually is very interesting because, in the Merkaba, the woman is the chalice. That's that shape, the down facing triangle of the
Yeah. And it's interesting that she said it was in her heart center because that's where the cup of the chalice was was right in that area, and then the stem part of it was going down. It wasn't less of a triangle, more of an actual, cup. I was being filled up. It was awesome. So what are we doing now? What are we doing next week?
Okay, next week for the radio show, I had next week understanding ourselves, our inner exploration. But I, and then for this Sunday, soul groups, and next Sunday, true inspiration or vain imaginings. But I have a guest speaker that I'm going to bring on, so I got to figure out when I want to put them. So I really don't want to talk about the schedule because might change. But I want to talk about EMFs and smart meters and all that because it's important. And that certainly is metaphysical because it goes beyond the physical. And people, I think, don't understand the risks the dangers we're exposed to here. So there is somebody who has agreed to come on. I just have to figure out the date. Yeah.
All right.
So,
Don't miss it. Don't miss a show because we've got some great things coming up.
We do have all kinds of great things coming up. The process of ascension, communicating with guides, cord management, marriage. Have we always existed? Uncovering past lives. Those are all the things we got planning for the month of July.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my
it's gonna be great.
Yay.
I know. I'm
so,
excited.
We're talking. Speaking of angels and the chalices and stuff, so the angels are showing this that they have the Merkaba in their chest.
Okay.
So, that's the chalice and I forget what the male side is called. They have those going on in their chest. So that's very cool that you had that you got the chalice portion in your chest. Yeah,
wow.
Baby.
Yeah.
Can we squeeze in another question?
All right, let's try. All right, here, this one might not take 25 minutes. Do angels have memories of their higher selves and their lives on various universes?
Yes. Many of them are living those right and consciously at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, And anybody that can get to Chicago September 25th through 27th is our next Butterfly Healing, the Butterfly Experience Healing Retreat. It's so powerful and awesome, and you need to come. Yes. And up through July 25th, you still can get in for the $249 price.
So do it.
Do it. Be with us. Ooh, grow with us. Good night. We love you.
Good night. Love you.